Bezras Hashem Yisbarich, today's daf is Mem Ches, and Kiddushin is the 1358th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to continue. Well, we're going to pick up from Mem Zayin Amud Beis, 12 lines from the bottom, continuing with the subject of HaMikadesh B'Milve, and the suggestion that HaMikadesh B'Milve Eina Mikudeshes, the Gemara is going to continue, as it did yesterday on Mem Zayin Amud Beis, analyzing why that is not a machlokis tanoim. The Gemara is going to continue to analyze this psak of Rav, and the Gemara is going to discuss other psakim of Rav on Memches Amud Beis, a psak of Rav in regards to Maimid Shloshtan, which appears on Daf Yud Gimel and Daf Yud Dalid in Gittin. And the Gemara then will get involved with the sugya of Shtar Chov. Already, right in the beginning, right off the bat, the Gemara is going to suggest that Mekadesh B'Milva should be dependent on a Machlokes Tanoim in regards to someone who's Mekadesh B'Shtar Chov. And a lot of the analysis on Memches Amud Aleph is going to be in regards to a Shtar Chov. A Shtar Chov, of course, is a check, a case in where Reuven writes to Shimon, I owe you a certain amount of money. So that's going to be a large part of the analysis on Memches Amud Aleph, which will get us into Shtaro Erusin in general. If a man writes, does Kiddushin, we learned in the beginning of our Masechta, Ha'isha Niknes, B'Sholosh Drachim, B'Kesef, B'Shtar, B'Biyah, so we will analyze a lot of Hilchos Shtaros and its interplay in Maseches Bav Metzia in regards to Shtar Chov, as we mentioned, as well as other sugyas of Schirus. The Gemara will get into Schirus on Memches Amud Aleph on the bottom, to Memches Amud Beis, and then we will have a new Mishnah, a case of where a fellow does Kiddushin, and he says that he's being Mekadesh with a Kos Yayin, and it turns out it's not Yayin, but it's Devash. It's not wine, but it's honey. And the Halachos that come out from that. So errors in case of Kiddushin will be the end of Mem Ches Amud Beis. Let's Bezer Hashem pick up where we left off, Mem Zayin Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom. The critical thing that we need to remember from yesterday's daf has been the big sugya Mekadesh B'Milve and the position of Rav that one is not Mekudeshes because Milve lo Otsa Nitna. Once again, Rashi explained on the bottom of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph that when it comes to a halva, it's expected that the money is going to be spent, and therefore when Reuven lent Rachel money, so then even if the money is still burning a hole in her pocket, nevertheless it's considered as if it was spent by Rachel. The money is not in existence. There's no mice in the Sina, Rashi and Vav, Amud Aleph explains, of the Kedushin, and therefore she's not going to be married. That's the position of Rav. Says the Gemara, where we had left off, 12 lines from the bottom of Mem Zayin Amud Beis. The first word in line is Kano, Nemo Kitanoi. This suggestion of Rav, at first glance, should be a Machlokis Tanoi. Hiskachli B'Shtar Chov. If Reuven says to Leah, okay, you owe me money. I've got this shtar that says that you owe me money. Osha yelo milva biyad hacherim vihirsha aleihem. Or another case is that Binyamin owes Reuven money, and Reuven writes a harsha. Harsha means a power of attorney, and writes to Leah that she could collect that money. So that's a machlokes tanoim. The majority of tanoim hold that she's not mikudeshes. However, Rabbi Meir oimer mikudeshes. Rabbi Meir says that it is a valid kedushin. The chacham moimrim eino mikudeshes. The chacham say it's not a valid kedushin. So it would seem that you don't need a mais in a sina if it's his skachili b'shtar chov. He's going to burn the shtar and he can no longer collect it or return it to her. Then, in such a case, the Kedushin is valid according to Rabbi Meir. Rav taught us, as a universal rule, that according to everybody, it's not a Kedushin. So Gemara begins to analyze. Har Shtarchov Hechidami. What exactly is a Shtarchov? Ilema Shtarchov Dacherim. If we're going to say that the Shtar says that Binyamin owes Reuven money, Hainu Milva Biyadacherim. That was the case of Milva Biyadacherim. Elav Shtarchov Dida. It must be that she owes him money, and he has an IOU from her. Ubekadish b'milvika mifugi. And it sounds like a case of kiddushin b'milva. He's saying that he's not going to collect that loan. Says the Gemara, lo'ilam shtar choiv da'achirim. You're right. If it would be a case of her loan, then that's mekadish b'milva, and Rav already taught us that doesn't work as kiddushin according to everybody. But really, we're talking about a case where Binyamin owes Reuven money, and Reuven is writing, says to Leah, that I give you the power of Harshah, he writes it down to her, that she could collect from Binyamin. So what's the two different cases of the Reisha and the Seifa? The Reisha says, Bishkachli Bishtarchov, and then Milva Biyadachir. Now we're explaining, Bishtarchov is Milva Biyadachirim as well. Va'acha Milva Shtaro B'Milva Alpeh Kamifligi. Here we have a machlokis of being Mekadesh with a Milva Bishtar, that Binyamin owes Reuven money, is being Mekadesh Leah with it, and B'Milva Alpeh. The Reisha is going to be a case of where he's Mekadesh Bishtar Chov of Acherim, and the Seifa is going to be talking about Milve Biyad Acherim, where he's Mekadesh with money that Binyamin owes him. Says the Gemara, B'hacha B'milve Bishtar U'milve Alpeh Kamifligi. One case, though, is a case in which it was written in Shtar, the other was Balpeh. B'milva b'shtar, if it's a case of milva b'shtar, again the case being that Reuven is mekadesh with the shtar that he has, that Binyamin owes him money and he gives it to Leah. B'plugsa the Rebbe v'Rabbanan k'mifligi. That machlokas that we learned between the Rabbanan and Rebbe Meir is dependent on another machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. D'sanya, we learned in a brisa, this brisa appears in Bava Basra in a couple of places as well, Sanhedrin Lamed Aleph. There's a famous sugya of Osios Niknos B'Mesira. The Sanya Osios Niknos B'Mesira Divrei Rebbe. If one wants to transfer, make a sale, does one need to write a new shtar? Rebbe is of the opinion that you don't need to write a new shtar mechira. Rather, you simply take the old shtar. So let's have three people in our case, Reuven, Yehuda, and Binyamin. If Binyamin wants to sell to Reuven, he takes the shtar that said that Yehuda sold to him, and he simply gives it to Rebbe. The Chacham disagree. The Chacham marmin, bein shekasav v'lo masar, bein shel masar v'lo kasav v'lo kana ad shichto v'yimsar. There needs to be a new shtar that is written and given over. Mar islay de Rebbe, umar leslay de Rebbe. And therefore, over here, we would say that the Kedushin works according to Rebbe Meir, because when he gives, Reuven does, gives to Leah the shtar chov of Binyamin, according to Rebbe that works, because osios niknos b'mesira. However, the Chacham disagree, say that's not enough to simply give over that shtar chov. So it's not a shaila in Kedushin, but rather it's a shaila of osios niknos b'mesira. V'bayisema continues the Gemara, 5 lines from the bottom of Mezayin, and based the kuliyama lesu de Rebbe. Everybody holds that you can't transfer an old loan to a new party by simply giving over the shtar. There's a separate shtar that Rav Papa raised on Ayin Vav and Beis. Amar Rav Papa, Hayman Dezavin Shtar Lechavrei. If Reuven sells to Leah a shtar, in other words, he has a shtar that Yehuda, it says that Yehuda owes him money. Now, whether ultimately he's going to be able to collect from Yehuda is part of the speculation that is done in investment analysis. And the halacha is that Reuven is allowed to sell that to another party, usually for a smaller rate, because we're not sure ultimately he's going to be able to collect from Yehuda for a variety of different reasons. Yehuda might disappear, and other factors. So, Hayman Dezavin Shtara Lechavre, a person sells it, the shtar to his friend, Tzarchel Miftavle, Kni Lecha, he needs to write your kone, this loan, with it and all of its shibudim. Now, this is not the lashon of a normal shtar mecher. However, Rav Papa says that when it comes to giving over a shtar chov, so then in such a case, you need to emphasize a transfer of the shibudim as well. Hence, in our instance of our machlokas between Rebbe Meir and the Chachamim, we're attempting to transfer a shtar chov but there was no lashon of other shibudim being transferred. Hence, Mar Islay de Rav Papa, the Chacham hold the Rav Papa, Umar Leslay de Rav Papa. And Rabbi Meir doesn't hold the Rav Papa, and therefore he holds the Kedushin will be valid. Alternatively, the Gemara suggests another explanation. Bottom line, everybody holds a Rav Papa, that you do normally need to write that you're transferring all the Shibudim, and that doesn't appear in a normal Shtar Mecher. But here, it's revolving around a Shita of Shmuel. Damer Shmuel said, Hamocher Shtar Chov Lacherim, V'chazro Umachlo, Macho. The halacha is that if Reuven had sold to Leah the Shtarchov, that says that Yehuda owes him money, or Binyamin owes him money. I think that was our previous case, was Binyamin. Binyamin owes him money. So then in such a case, Reuven has the ability to be mochel that loan, even though he already sold it to someone else. Vafilu Yorish machel. And even a Yorish could be machel. So therefore, if there's always the possibility that the original Malveh has the ability to be Mochel, then in such a case, the Kedushin cannot be valid. Demar Islay de Shmuel, and therefore the Chachamim hold of Shmuel and say the Kedushin cannot be valid. Demar Leslay de Shmuel. The Gemara suggests another explanation of what the machlokis Rav Meir and the Chachamim is. V'ibayseima dekule alma, says the Gemara, three lines atop memches amid aleph islay luhu deshmuel. Everybody holds you could be mocha. V'hacha beisha kamiflegi. And here we have another question in terms of what's the woman thinking. Mar sava isha samcha daita. The woman knows that there's a possibility that Reuven will ultimately be mochel that loan. Meimar amra lo shavik le lididi umachel li lachrini. That the woman nevertheless says over here, nah, he's not going to be mochel something that ultimately is for his wife's benefit. And therefore she's interested full-heartedly in this transaction. Umar savar, however, the Chacham hold isha nami lo samcha daita, that the woman will not be so meches das, and therefore there will be a chisaron in the kedushin. It is interesting, Shaila, what would happen if the woman is so sure, and it turns out her husband is not as good as she thought that he was? I did not see any of the mefarshim glancing quickly discuss that question. You could email me at chaimeisenstein@gmail.com. If you know of someone who discusses that question. The Gemara continues seven lines from the top. B'milveh alpeh. We said that the Reisha, going back to 12 lines from the bottom, M'zayin M'beis Yiskachli B'shtarchov Hayilo Milveh B'yad Acherim. The Reisha was a machlokus about Shtarchov, where we gave about four or five different possibilities that we've just concluded now. That was Shtarchov. And then we had B'milveh alpeh. Then there's another machlokes in Rav Meir and the Chachamim about milvah alpeh. So says the Gemara, milvah alpeh b'may pligi. What is the machlokes in regards to milvah alpeh? Says the Gemara, b'duravun amarav, domaravun amarav, manali b'yodcha. If Reuven says to Binyamin, there is a money that you owe me, tenuhu leploni, give it to a third party, give it to Leah. If all three of them are there, then the kinyan is binding. Now this is a fascinating kinyan, Maimet Shloshtan. We just had it a few months ago in Maseches Gittin, Daf Yud Gimel, and Daf Yud Dalid, whether Maimet Shloshtan works. The general explanation of how and why Maimet Shloshtan is effective, the mystery to even the Gemara itself, because normally Kinyanim works. The Gemara in Gittin Yud Dalid calls it a halacha lelo taima, and some suggest that it looks, once it's being done in front of three parties, it looks as if he's being mafgirit in front of all three of them. And therefore, he's suggesting that it's hefgir, and that the woman, in this case, would acquire it. Mar Sava Ki Kama Rav. One opinion says, yes, everybody agrees that we say Maimon Shloshtan. Hani Mili B'Pikadim. But that only applies to a Pikadim. Avo Mil V'Lo. But it doesn't apply to Alva. And therefore, he cannot take that money. that Binyamin owes him and transfer it to Leah with Maimon Shloshim to create Kiddushin. And therefore, that's the sheet of the Rami Meir that says that it does work. And therefore, the Kiddushin would be valid. The Gemara now goes on with another piece of analysis. Before we do that, let us review the Gishmak Ishak Levitaria that we've had up until now, with some added points. Number one, we have the rule of Rav that Mekadesh B'milva is not Mekudeshes. The Gemara, and the reason for that, of course, is Milva Lo Tzan Nitna. The Gemara suggests that there seems to be a Braisa that has a Machlokus between Meir and the Chachamim about that exact question. The Gemara's answer to that question is, remember that Mekadesh B'milva is a case in where Rachel owes Ruvain money, and he's Mochel that money. However, in a case of where Binyamin owes Ruvain money, so then we have a machlokis between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, whether Ruvain could be Mekadesh Leah with the money that Binyamin owes him. The Gemara gives quite a few explanations to what is behind the machlokis, Rabbi Meir and the Chacham. We'll review some of them. But before we do that, we must answer a most basic question. We don't do every Tosas, but when the question is mitbakeshet, that one needs to ask it, so then we deal with it. I heard once from Rabbi Fried, who's a Talmud Chacham, he's my brother's wife's uncle, Talmud Chacham, who teaches Jewish education. He educates about Jewish education, about the approach of when to learn Tosos for young children. And he says, if the children ask the question, v'im tomar, was the word v'im tomar means, he points out, v'im tomar means, and if you'll ask, so then yesh lomar. But if the children are not bothered by that question, doesn't necessarily mean you should do the Tosos. In my opinion, this is a question that we should all ask, Tosos Divar Maskel La'olam. And that is, wait a second, Rav said that when it comes to the loan that the woman has where she owes Ruvain money, Ruvain can't be Mekadesh her with it. Yet, there are opinions who hold, Rabbi Meir, and we had a lot of different explanations for Rabbi Meir, in a lot of different instances, where Rabbi Meir would hold that you could be Mekadesh her with the money that someone else owes you. Either Mekadesh B'milva works, or Mekadesh B'milva doesn't work. Ask Tosas on Mem Zayinam Abay Zira Maskel Olam Vim Tomer Maishna Vaha Edivi Milvi. What's the difference between the two? Why is it that everybody, as Rav points out, Milva Lahotsan Nitna, Mekadesh B'milva doesn't work, yet when it comes to all these other cases, we got through many different explanations of why being Mekadesh with another loan will work. Tosas answers, and his theme is consistent with the way we've been explaining Rav, based on Rashi and Kedushin on Daf Vav. And that is, says Tosas, that when there was a loan that already existed between Ruvain and Leah, the money is already burning a hole in her pocket, it's already hers, and he's not giving her anything new. Eina nosen lo shum dover chadosh, says Tosas. By saying you don't have to pay me back, that's not giving her something new. However, if you're mekadesh b'chov d'acherin, then he's giving her something new. He's saying you're now going to be able to collect the money that Binyamin owes me. So that's the distinction between Mekadesh B'milva, that we have the rule of Rav, is Einim Mekudeshes, and a massive Machlokis Tanoim with many different explanations in the Gemara, of where a Mekadesh B'milva Da'acherim, which the Gemara then goes on to say is both a Milva Alpeh, as well as a Milva Evishtar, that Rabbi Meir holds that the Kedushin works, while the Chachamim hold that it doesn't work. What are those Machlokios between the Rebbe Meir and the Chachamim? So for that, we had many different explanations in the Gemara. One suggestion was I was dependent on the Machlokis of Osios Niknos Bimisira. Another explanation was that it was dependent on the Machlokis whether you need the Shita of Rav Papa, that you need to write Hu V'chol Shi Budel, and that was missing over here. A third explanation on the bottom line, Mem Zayin Amabez, was it's going to be dependent on Shmuel's klal of Amocha Shtachov L'chaver V'chazru Machlo, that whether the Mechila takes effect. Or, finally, even if you say the Mechila takes effect, suggests the Gemara, Rabbi Meir is going to hold that the woman is not worried that the mechila is going to be done because her husband's such a nice guy. That's when we gave our email, when we asked what happens if she turned out that she's not such a nice guy. Finally, the Gemara suggests that the machlokas might revolve around whether a milval pet could be transferred with maimid shloshtam. We put a big period by loshna pikadon. We pick up 13 lines in from Neima Kitanoi. We put a big period prior to that, and now the Gemara is going back once again to the sugya Mekash Milva and Rav's ubiquitous shita of Mekash Milva not being mekudeshes as being dependent on another machlokes tanoi. Says the Gemara, could Rav? Rav has dodged many, many bullets. Every single time the Gemara says, wait a second, Rav is so convinced that Mekash Milva is not mekudeshes, why is it not dependent on this machlokes tanoi? Why is it not dependent on this machlokes tanoi? Why is it not dependent on this machlokes tanoi? And that is hiskatshili bishtar. In a case of where a man says to a woman, be mekadesh to me with a shtar. We'll talk in a moment about what type of shtar this is. Ramei Ramer, eini mekudeshes, Ralazar Ramer, mekudeshes. Ramei says the kedushin is not valid. Reb Lozer says it is. V'chacham mar m'shamen es haniyar, im yesh bo shav prut mekudeshes, v'im lav, eini mekudeshes. The opinion of the Chacham is it depends on the value of the shtar. Says the Gemara, what exactly are we talking about? Hai shtar hechidami. Now we all know that the shtar works as a valid form of kedushin. That's how our Maseches begins. Ha'isha niknis b'sholosh drachim b'kesef b'shtar. Shtar also works. So what's going on over here? Says the Gemara, hai shtar hechidami. I lema shtar chov d'achirim. If you're going to say it means the shtar that says that Binyamin owes Reuven money, Kasha the Rebbe Meir, the Rebbe Meir. That can't be. We already learned that Rebbe Meir is of the opinion it does work. Ela b'shtar chov didei. Ah, it must be that Leah had written a shtar that says that she owes Reuven money. U'mekadesh b'milva k'miflegi. And we see they're arguing about mekadesh b'milva. So that's a strong question. And for the Heilige Gemara, no, we're still going to save Rav. Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak, Kachamai Skinan, Kigon, Shekitcha Bishtar She'ein Olav Eden. We're talking about a particular case where he was Mekadesh with a shtar that doesn't have Eden on it. Now everybody knows that for a shtar to work, L'chura, it needs Eden. It does need Eden. However, we learn Maseches Gittin, the most important machlokis in all Maseches Gittin, is what type of Edim are kores? What type of Edim function for a get, kama, and for other shtaros? For those who have learned the machlokis bi'iyun, between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer, they'll understand why I put a big kama between the two. Says the Gemara, kigon shikitcher b'shtar she'ein olav Edim. There was a shtar that didn't have Edim. Rabbi Meir, litamei. And Rabbi Meir is consistent with his position, the Amar Ede Mesira Charsi, because he holds that when it comes to marriage and divorce, you need Ede Chasima. And here there are no Ede Chasima. Rabbi Lazar, litamei. Rabbi Lazar is consistent with his position, the Amar Ede Mesira Charsi, and he holds that the Ede Mesira work. And therefore, in this case, the marriage could take effect because there are Edei Mesira. V'Rabban Masafku, but the Rabban had a suffix. E k'Rebbi Meir, e k'Rebbi Lazar. Whether he passed like Rebbi Meir or like Rebbi Lazar. Hilchach, then they said, so wait a second, the Kedushin now is Masafik, but we could find a way that the Kedushin will be valid if he gave her a Shavapruta worth. Hilchach, Shaman HaSaniyar, Miesh Bo Shavapruta Mekudeshes, V'im Lav Eina Mekudeshes. If the piece of paper is worth a Shavapruta, then the Kenyan will work through Kenyan Kedushin of Kesef. And he'll be Koner because he gave her a Shavapruta. Tosis points out in Dibar HaMaschil Shamin that the simple reading of our Gemara, and this is how Tosis assumes, is that according to Rabbi Meir, since there are no Eide Chasima, even if it's worth a Shavapruta, she will not be Mekudeshes. Once again, I looked around quickly and I did not see somebody explain why, according to Rabbi Meir, even if the shtar is possible, if you have Eide Mesira, why can't it work as Kesef Kiddushin, just like it did according to the Rabbanan. Again, the email still hasn't changed. The Gemara continues, V'yubayisema kigoyin shekosvu shelo lishma. Our case that we're talking about is that the shtar was written shelo lishma, and that's going to be the machlokas that we left off with and began today between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim of whether Hiskachili B'shtar Chov is going to work. Excuse me, Hiskachili B'shtar is going to work. That's going to be the machlokas that we learned 10 lines from the top, 13 lines from the top of Mem Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara suggests of whether Hiskachili B'shtar works. It's a machlokas about whether you need a shtar kiddushim in lishma. We all know that a shtar gittin needs to be written lishma, v'kasal lishma, but what about a shtar kiddushin? Dibari Resh Lakish, shtar erisin shkasal lishma mahu. We had a shayla earlier on daf tesam at aleph, whether a shtar erisin that's written shlo lishma is kosher. Havayla itzi makshina. Do we say that, as we mentioned in the past, v'yotza mibaisa, v'holcha v'hoisa li'ish acher, that the Torah puts Yitziah and Havayah in the same pasuk in Parshas Kisei to equate them, Makshina to equate them. My Yitziah being on Lishma, af Havayah nami b'in Lishma. Just like the Yitziah needs to be done Lishma, so to the Havayah. O Dilma, Havayah sa'adodi Makshina. Or do we say that only we equate the kedushin themselves? And my Havayah the kesef lo b'in Lishma, af Havayah the shtar lo b'in Lishma. That was the shayla that Rish Lakish had posed a little bit more than a month ago on Daftes. Basa Deboi, once he had that Shaila Hadar Pashta, he solved it also over a month ago. V'yatzav Ha'isa Makish Havayi Litzia. And we do require Lishma. Mar Islei D'Resh Lakish, Umar Leslei D'Resh Lakish. And therefore the Machlokis that we have, 13 lines on the top of Mimches Amud Aleph, is the Machlokis of Resh Lakish. And that is, does the Shtar need to be written, Shtar Kiddushin, need to be written Lishma? Or does it not need to be written lishma? V'ibayisem the kuli alma isu d'Resh Lakish, or else anything to defend Rav and point out that our brisa is not dependent on the shaila of Rav and Mekadesh Milva, because Rav already taught us Mekadesh Milva is eina mikudeshes. V'ibayisem is that brisa could be understood as referring to something else. The kuli alma isu d'Resh Lakish. Everybody holds you need lishma. Aye. If that's so, so then why is it the Rameir said it's not a valid kedushin? We could suggest that is a case of where the get was the shtar kedushin, excuse me, was written lishma, but it wasn't done with her das. In other words, that she didn't know that the shtar was being written. Upluksa the Rav Ravina, and this was something we also discussed a month and a half ago. That's the machlokus of Rava. Papa got involved with as well. Machlokes Rav Arina, Rav Papa, Rav Shravya Kamifli. Did Mar, as we learned, Kasulishma Vishalomi Daita, doesn't need to be written. Bidas Ayisha. Rav Ravina, Amri Mikudesh, Rav Ravina, say yes, it does have to be written. Bidas Ayisha. However, a Papa Rav Shravya, Amri, ain't it? Does not have to be written. Bidas Ayisha, excuse me, Rav Ravina, say. However, a Papa Rav Shravya, hold, ain't it Mikudesh, it does need to be written. Bidas Ayisha. Now the Gemara suggests, Neima Kahani Tanoi. Now that we've brought this up and rejected this brisa of Hiskachli Bishtar as being dependent on the Chidush of a Rav, well, we've got another case that might be dependent on the sheet of Rav. We pick up two lines before the Y, the Memches Amud Aleph. Neima Kahani Tanoi Desanya. Asali shirayim nizamim vitabos vekadesh anilach. If the girl says, you know, I like your jewelry work, and if you make me these jewelry, I will become mikudeshes to you. Kivan shasan mikudeshes. Once she does it, then the halacha is that's a valid kedushin. She's already married. She was clear. She wants to get married if he makes her nice rings. V'chacham maimrim ena mikudeshes. The Chachamim say that it's not mikudeshes achigim mamon liyada until money makes it to her hand. Now this statement, achigim mamon liyada, at the end of the first wide line in Mechesam et Aleph, is vague. Hai mamon heichidami, continues the Gemara. What exactly, which money are we talking about? Ilema oisei mamon. And we're going to say that she's going to be mekudeshes when the ring that he made reaches her hands. So we could infer, mechal the Tanakama sa, we've seen that Tanakama holds a few esim momoin namiloi. That even if that money doesn't come to her hand, she's already mekudeshes. Ela b'mai mikatsha. Then how could you explain that that's what the Bryce is talking about? Then we'll come out, Rabbi Meir, that all he has to do is make it without giving her anything. But then what type of kedushin did he give her? Elolav. So it must be that that explanation is wrong. And we have to understand the machlokis, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, on the first wide line differently. B'maman acher. It must be that we're talking about a case that she's not going to be mekudeshes at all, even though she made the statement that she wants the fellow's jewelry. It must be that the jeweler promised the woman other monies aside from the jewelry. Now he owes her those monies. Isn't that mekadesh b'milva? Ushma mina b'mekadesh b'milva kamifugi. This is a case of Mikadesh B'milva. Gemara hasn't entirely yet explained how it's dependent on Mikadesh B'milva. Explains the Gemara. The Mar Savar Mikadesh B'milva Mikudeshes. The Mar Savar Mikadesh B'milva Eina Mikudeshes. That's what would be the Machlokis. Visavri, the Kule Alma, four lines from the bottom. Yeshna L'schiris Mitchila V'atsof. When the jeweler starts making the jewelry, when does the person normally have to pay for jewelry that's going to be made? Do we say that for every moment the jeweler works, then there is a new chiyuv mamon until the final sum of the artisan's work? Let's say they made up that the artisan's work is worth $1,000. So, do we say that as the time ticks on, is $1, $100, $500. Yeshna l'schiras mitchil v'atzof. That the chiyuv of tashlumin goes from the beginning to the end. And then, the woman normally owes her the money. Owes the jeweler the money. V'ave milva. And then it's a loan. And here he's being mekadesh with her with it. And he's saying, this money, that's the extra money of mamon acher, the money that you would have to pay me for the work that I'm being mekadesh with you with. And if you hold yesh l'schiras mitchila atzof, then my lab alkam efugi. The mar savar hamekadesh milva mekudeshes, the mar savar hamekadesh milva ain mekudeshes. That's what's behind this machlokas. Says the Gemara, well, that's one way of looking at it. And then, of course, if we look at it that way, Rav is in trouble. Then it's a machlokas tanoim. Lo, he says, Gemara, two lines about mechasa manaf to kuli alma bekadesh milva ain mekudeshes. Like Rav said, v'hacha b'yeshna schiris mitchila v'atzof kamiflugi. Here the machlokas is, when does the artisan, when is he able to collect his money? Mar savar ainel schiris ela b'sof. One opinion is that it happens at the end, and therefore the chiyuv of money that she has to pay him is never a milva. It's only at that end moment. He gives her the jewelry, and he says, don't worry about the money that you're chayv to me now. The other man d'amra holds that we hold their schirus from the beginning to the end. Says Gemara, two lines on the top. What then is the machlokis? As we said, there is a lot of bav metzi and bav kama overlap over here. And this is the sugya of umen kona b'shvach kli. Rashi explains, when an artisan is a kablon means that he's taken a job upon himself, that he's going to, in this case, make a kli better, fix a kli, or fashion a kli from that matter. And it's a job through kablanos. There's a fascinating conceptual question. Do we say that the uman, the artisan, is kona b'shvach kli? He's kona the kli when he makes it better, and then he gives it over to the person and thereby is entitled for the payment. Or do you say, ain uman kona b'shvach kli? He's not kona. There was a agreement that's made. At the end of the time, they have to pay him for his action, but not for the kinyan. So says the Gemara, that is going to be the machlokus, whether he could be mekadesh her with it. Mar savar uma konen b'shvachkli, and therefore the halacha would be that he could be mekadesh her with it. And the other man, the Amar, holds, no, ain uma konen b'shvachkli. Continues the Gemara, 7 lines on top, v'yibay same, or else we could say the kuli alma ain uma konen b'shvachkli, that a woman is not konen b'shvachkli, v'yeshno skiris mitchil v'atsof, u'mekadesh mil v'ain mekudeshes, all the above three things that we thought was dependent on machlokus is not the issue. And we could start with the givens that the omen's not konen. We could say yesh no schiris mitchil v'atzof. We could say mekashmel was aim kedusha. So there's no reason here for the kedushin to be valid. However, v'hachem ma'iskin kon shalosim flan nofech mishalo. He points out there, you see this nice added piece of silver I added? That is my addition to you because I want to marry you. Demar savar milva pruta daite pruta. One man the Amr holds, at the end of the day, this was a halva, as we explained earlier, that he owed her this utensil, and he's paying her back. So that doesn't serve as a kedushin. However, he adds a pruta. What was her das on? Some say his das is on the pruta. That's going to be the opinion of Rebbe Meir, who says that the kedushin is a valid kedushin. However, the Chacham disagree. Umar Savar Daita al Milve, and the other man Amar holds his das was on the halva. And that is another machlokes tanoim that appears in the Tosefta, Perikimul Halacha Beis, the Sanya, Bischarsha Sisi Imcha Eina Mekudeshes. In a case of where a artisan, a worker, says the following, I'm going to fix your broken dryer. Then, in such a case, the act that I'm doing, the normally you have to pay for that money, but I'm going to be Mekadesh you, says the fix-it man, b'schar shesi simcha. So halachi is ein mekudeshes, that doesn't serve as a valid kedushin, because she owes him the money, and that's a halva. B'schar she'ese imcha, but what happens if it wasn't where he says shesi simcha, she owed him, but rather he says, I'm going to fix it for you, and that money, is, I'm going to be mekudeshes with to you with that. So then we have a machloikis. Rabbi Nosson Oimer Bischar Shesimcha Eina Mekudeshes. The Kol Shekem Bischar Shesimcha. Rabbi Nosson says Alva and it doesn't work. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi Oimer. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi holds Be'emes Amru Bein Bischar Shesisi Bein Bischar Shesimcha Eina Mekudeshes. Vim Hoisef La Nofach Mishalo Mekudeshes. But Rabbi Yehuda Anasi added something that Rabbi Nosson, in this discussion of the sugya, never spelled out. And that is what happens if he adds a piece of silver. So Rabbi Yehuda Anasi says that the kedushin serves as a valid kedushin. Now, the Gemara records this machloikis tanoim in the Tosefta as if it's a machloikis. What exactly is the machloikis? Both of them hold that ese imcha, asisi imcha doesn't work. However, if it's haisef lo noifach, then the kedushin does work. Says the Gemara, Bein Tanakam L'Rav Nosson Ika Meinayu Schirus. But what about the machlokis between the Tanakama and Rabbi Nosson? Over there, continues the Gemara, there are many machlokios. Number one, according to the Tanakama, the halacha is that Tzchar She'es Imchaz Mekudeshes. Why is that so? So the halacha must be that he is assuming, the Tanakama is assuming, that when it comes to the Shaila of Yeshna L'Schirus Mitchila v'atzof, we say ein l'schiris al besof, and it's not a halva, and the kedushin serves as a valid kedushin. Also, continues the Gemara, we had a machlokis between Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Yehuda. Bein Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Yehuda, Nasi. There, there was no machlokis about both schar she esa imcha as well as shar she sisi imcha. That the halacha is that it's not a valid kedushin. However, Ika Beinayu Milvo Pruta, they're arguing when he's Hosef Minofach Shalom, Rabbi Yehuda said it serves a valid kedushin. Rabbi Nosson is Mashma, that's not a valid kedushin. Marsavar Milvo Pruta Daita Milva. Rabbi Nosson holds not a valid kedushin because we assume that her das is on the Milva. Marsavar Daita Pruta. And that the Gemara suggests is the issue of Asuli Shirayim and Nizamim and the Machlokis between Rebbe Meir and the Chachamim. We now conclude an intense analysis of the Shita of Rav, and now we begin the next Mishnah. Hiskachili B'koizeh Shal Yayin. Our next Mishnah is going to discuss a case where a man is Mekadosh a woman, tells her he's giving her something, and it turns out he gave her something else. Be Mekudeshes to me with this kos of wine, V'nimtza shel dvash, and it turns out it's of honey. Shel dvash v'nimtza shel yayin, B'dinor zeh shel kesef v'nimtza shel zov v'nimtza shel kesef. Now, obviously, in some of these cases, she got something even better, like when he said that it's going to be of silver, the last case, and it turns out it's gold, that's a better phenomenon. If he says gold and she thinks it's silver, that's a little worse. Amrashani Osher v'nimtza ani, he promises her he's wealthy, and yet turns out he's poor. Ani promises he's poor, v'nimtza osher, eina mikudeshes. In all these cases, it's kedushei tos. Rabbi Shimon Omer, im hita l'shelach mikudeshes. Rabbi Shimon says, but if the mistake is to her advantage, because, for example, the case that we outlined of kesef, he says he's giving her kesef and then zav, then that's not kedushei tos. Says Gemara, tani rabbanan iskachti because that tani chada bo u'bemashe besocha. Some learned that when he says kachli because he means with the kos and which is inside. V'tanya idach bo v'lo b'mashe b'socha. And some said not what's inside. V'tanya idach b'mashe b'socha v'lo bo. V'loi kasha doesn't make a difference. It's not a contradiction. All of these different prices are different cases. Ha b'maya ha b'chamra ha b'tzihira. So the Gemara goes as follows. If we're talking about that he says to her, be mikudeshes to me. Bo v'lo b'masha b'socho. So then the kedushin works if it's water. However, if it's not going to be water, like the next teretz of Gemara, ha b'chamra, so then not only if he says, hiskachi li b'kozu v'lo b'masha b'socho, if he says, hiskachi li, and there's chamra, which is wine, so then in such a case, if he says, Miskadeshes mimasha besocho v'lo bo. So then, for wine, that will be a kedushin because she's getting a cup of wine. If she ends up getting the water and he says only that which is inside of it, then that's not even worth a pruta and it doesn't work. That's all part of this Gemara's teretz. Habit sihira. The third case, when he says bo masha besocho, is talking about when it has tsir dogim. And that is a type of fish dish. And needs the kos, because it takes a long time. Some type of herring, maybe. Erev Shabbos. Erev Yom Tov. Talk about herring. Some type of herring inside that needs the kos, and it needs that which is inside. We learned the pshat, according to Rashi of the Gemara. Tosis in Dibur HaMaskel, HaBimaya learns the Gemara a little bit differently. So in today's daf, the three quarters, if not more, of the daf revolved around Shitas Rav Mekadosh B'Milvah Eina Mikudeshes, and the Gemara comparing it to 1, 2, 3 different set of Machlokios Tanoim. I think even 4, many different sets of Machlokios Tanoim, and ultimately showing why all of those Machlokios can be explained in different ways. Let's see how many Machlokios Tanoim they were. Number 1, there was a Sugya of Osios Niknes Bimesira that the Gemara thought that by transferring alone, that would be a machlokis between Rebbe and the Chachamim, that should be the sugya of Rav. That was towards the bottom of Mem Zayin Amabez. Prior to that, we had started even earlier. We had a machlokis of Iskachili Bechstar Chov. That's a machlokis of Meir Chachamim. That there it's a milva da achirim, where Tosa said that it's not a Nesina Chadasha by Mekadosh Milva according to Rav, but might be according to Rebbe Meir. It is according to Rebbe Meir when it's milva b'yad acherim. So the Gemara pointed out that that's a different machlokis than Rav. That was machlokis number 1, if you will, between the Rebbe Meir and the Chachamim. Then there was another machlokis, Rebbe and the Chacham, that we mentioned before about Osios Niknes Mesir. Let's go in order. Then we add another machlokis, Tanoim of Hiskachili Bishtar, that the Gemara thought might be a shayla of a shtar chov between Leah and Reuven, where there were 3 opinions, Reb Meir, Reb Elazar, and the Chachamim. The Gemara quickly rejects that's not a case of chov according to many, but it's dependent on the machlokis, Reb Meir, Reb Elazar, Eide Mesira Karsi, or Eide Chasira Karsi. Gemara also suggests that might be dependent on whether the shtar was written l'shma, or another possibility is whether, even if it was written l'shma, whether it was written midaita. Finally, the Gemara, about 9 lines from the bottom, tested another Machlokas Tanaim of Asali Shirayim in Nizamim. So that's the 4th Machlokas Tanaim that. So Machlokas from Meir and the Chachamim. At first glance, it sounds like she owes him money for his artisan's work, and yet Reb Meir holds the Kedushin, so maybe Mekashim Ol works as a Kedushin, and that will be Machlokas from Meir Chachamim. The Gemara offers many explanations that are different than the one of Halva, that everybody holds that the money that he owes her, he cannot be Mekadushir, and the Gemara suggests it's dependent on Uman Konu Shach Tfli, Yesh Haschiris Mitchila Vaad Sof, or the Gemara's conclusion is that it's dependent on what happens. You have halva v'pruta, whether the daita is on the pruta. Finally, we saw that there are many details of being mekadesh a girl with a kos and something inside of it, that if the kos has water inside of it, so it needs to be mekadesh b'kos. If it has wine inside of it, he can just be mekadesh what's inside of it. And if it's tzir inside of it, so then he should be mekadesh both with the tzir and the kos. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Mem Ches in Maseches Kedushin.